What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. WWL, Mike Dottiglia, along with, I got Coleman in studio today, coordinating, supervising. We're not talking wrestling today, so Coleman can't be a lot of help.
Go home, then.
I'll give you the day off, man, but just coordinate and supervise like you normally do. We appreciate it. And at 5:45, Steve Geller will join me for our triple option feature. I want to tell everybody a little after 4:20, Deuce McAllister, the color analyst for the New Orleans Saints, and you hear him so often here on Sports Talk, will join us to talk about the Saints' upcoming game this Sunday, 12 noon, right here on the Big 870 WWL. The Saints play the Arizona Cardinals. We started off early Sunday morning at 8 o'clock with First Take with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, and Jeff Nowak. At 10 o'clock, it's countdown to kickoff. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, along with Steve Geller. I joined the guys for our Oakland Heart Jewelers inside the NFL feature. And then at noontime, kickoff time. So turn down the sound of the TV, crank up WWL, and let Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, Jeff Nowak give you all the action. Game one as the Saints play the Arizona Cardinals. Injury report for the most part today was good, man. And we talked about this so much over the last couple of days, waiting to see what would happen with Alante Taylor. He was at practice today, and that is certainly good news because he is going to be a signature guy for them on the defensive side, the football. Alante Taylor sort of let the cat out the bag a little bit. I remember on draft night when I questioned him about what will you play in this defense, and he was like, just what Jalen Ramsey played with the Rams under Brandon Staley, and that means a lot in the slot. You'll see him outside from time to time also. Last year you saw it in a few games where they rushed him off the edge. I think you'll see a little bit more of that. But, man, good news. Alante Taylor back at practice today. Also back at practice, Julian Blackman, who had missed a little bit of time with an injury. And the Saints are counting on him, too. Man, I'm a big fan of Julian Blackman. And when he's healthy, he is one heck of a football player. Tough dude who played basically the entire season last year. I think he started 16 games. He missed one. With a torn labrum. And while he could still cover, man, tackling for him was really an adventure. Back at practice today, that's good news, along with Jordan Howden, who has been backup safety, special teams guy, and Christian Boyd, the big defensive tackle, who had some moments in the preseason. So that's the good news that they were able to be back on the field. But, man, the huge news, Alante Taylor back, and certainly with Julian Blackman. A little bit of the negative part. The only guy that missed today was Trevor Penning. No surprise there with that turf toe injury. And Got a feeling this won't be the only game he'll miss, but you know, you were looking for him to be your left guard, and that's not going to happen against the Eagles. If he missed today, I don't see him coming back. The negative part is something happened with Chase Young with a calf injury. It popped up on today's practice report. I heard head coach Kellen Moore, he seemed to downplay it, and he said it's just a little something. Man, I guess everybody could wake up in the morning and say, I got a little something wrong with me, but I think we'll find out a little bit more about that calf injury tomorrow when the injury report comes out, or is he back on the field? The Saints need Chase Young out on the field because of, well, you would need him in every game, but really in this game because of the impact of Kyler Murray. His ability to buy time in the pocket. He's really a pocket passer, but man, he moves a little bit left, a little bit right. He tries to get those sight lanes open for him because he's not a real tall guy at all. And then his ability to tuck it in and take off. Man, he can run. And so we'll see what happens with Chase Young. But again, good news, Alante Taylor back at practice, Julian Blackman back at practice. I think we'll find out certainly a lot more about the calf injury to Chase Young tomorrow, and does he practice or is he out? But they would certainly need him out on the field as they play a very mobile quarterback, and you want to rush him. You want to get him to get off his first read quickly, because in watching games, especially in the second half of the season, his eyes downfield were peeled on Trey McBride. That was his first option. And who do the Saints have to match up against Trey McBride at tight end? Saints have had some difficulties matching up against these tight ends that look like wide receivers. And then sometimes I see wide receivers that look like tight ends. And that's Marvin Harrison Jr. Man, he is really bulked up. He's about 228 pounds today. And he had, I guess you would say, a good freshman year for the Cardinals. But they looking for a big breakout year out of Marvin Harrison Jr. And who plays that right edge guy? Because you're going up against their best pass rusher in Paris Johnson Jr. And I remember scouting Paris when he came out. He was at Ohio State. He was just so big and athletic. He didn't have great technique. And you watch him today, I really thought he's progressed extremely well. He is one of the elite left tackles in pro football. He's gotten to be that good. He was a potential guy, potentially could be really good. No, he's production now. And his head coach, Jonathan Gannon, made the comment about where's the ceiling on him. And he's said, all universe. That's how good he is. And he's got a chance to be something special for him at left tackle. So we'll find out a little bit more about the injury tomorrow with Chase Young. But again, great news with Alante Taylor coming back to practice along with Julian Blackman. And figuring if you're playing in the nickel, you basically starting 80% of the time. And I wouldn't be surprised you see Alante Taylor starting out on the edge or playing out on the edge quite a bit also. You heard Steve Geller gave the report that JT Gray, former Saint, a lot of people thought he'd end up back with Coach Darren Rizzi and Coach Sean Payton in Denver. And he ends up signing with another guy that put a lot of emphasis on special teams. And that's the Baltimore Ravens and John Harbaugh. So they've come to terms with JT Gray goes to Baltimore. And, man, I think about that. That's the team I selected to go to the Super Bowl this year. I think it's their shot. They got a lot of pieces. And I heard Coach Harbaugh in the offseason talk about that he was missing some core personnel guys on special teams that he had to fill. And he's always placed a great emphasis on the special teams, kicking game, coverage units, return game, bringing in JT Gray, a guy, three-time Pro Bowler, and one of the best in the business. And a lot of teams today have shied away from keeping a guy who's not part of your nickel or dime coverage and just as a special teams guy. JT Gray is one of those few guys that you looked at. And I was told by somebody I think that would know pretty well that he had about six teams that inquired about him to sign there, but he selected the Baltimore Ravens, and he certainly picked a team that's going to be in the hunt for the Super Bowl championship this year. We come back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Be joined by Deuce McAllister, who does the color work for us here on WWL on game day. You hear him so many times also on Sports Talk. We come back, we'll have Deuce on with us right up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
To this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettigy along with Coleman running things behind the scenes. We have on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, color analyst for the New Orleans Saints, and you hear him here on Sports Talk quite a bit, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Well, Mike, I got a request.
Give it to me, baby.
I need to be an honorary Bayou boy. If I don't, if I'm not honorary Bayou boy, then I don't know if I can come back on with you. I mean, you and Bobby can't just be Bayou boys. I need to find out what I need to do to be an honorary Bayou boy.
Okay, Deuce, I'm going to go to Coach O on this, but I think he'll let you have that that honor.
Hey,
Coach O, Coach O going to give you that honor.
If he's on the committee, then I feel good about it.
Yes, indeed. I'll never forget, this is a couple of years back, and it's before Edwin Edwards, who was former governor, and we did an event, and he had to speak that night. And he told me, he always called me, he said, hey, Kunas, he said, do something for me. I was like, what you got? He says, one, I got to talk before Hebert. I have to talk before him because he said, I don't want to be having to order breakfast at this supper tonight. I was like, okay, Gov, I'll make sure that you talk before Bobby. And he said, you know, every time I turn that radio on, he said, to hear you and Bobby, and he said, you know, if I get on, there ain't no questioning where we grew up. No question where we grew up. So, hey, Deuce, but we're going to bring you in. We bring you into the fold.
I appreciate it. I mean, hey, if you've been in Louisiana long enough and you can hear the accent, it comes through proudly. So a lot of people down there on the bayou are proud. And, you know, I hear it all the time. And obviously you talk about, you know, Coach O and just, you know, what he's been able to do and accomplish. And a lot of pride and a lot of hardworking people as well are down on the bayou.
No question about that. Grew up here all my life, still live here. And Bobby laughs all the time because people will ask, Mike, how it is to live in the big city? I was like, I don't know. I still live on the bayou. Ax Hebert, he lives in the city, not me. And so right. It's one of those deals. Deuce, I get asked this a lot, and so I'll throw it to you. I only got one answer for him, and I always tell him it's going to be a lot of Alvin Kamara running and catching. But what is this Saints offense going to look like Sunday against the Cardinals?
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of Alvin running and catching, but I do feel like that they have some other weapons. I mean, the question is, can you get Alvin in space, and can you get those other weapons in space? And so the opportunities will be there, but, you know, the one thing that you see when you go back and look at the film from this preseason, this team can be explosive. My question for this team is, can you go 10-plus plays and be able to punch it into the end zone? Because you've shown that you can pick up yardage, but you've also shown that you will have a mistake, whether it's a turnover, whether it's a penalty, whether it's instead of being second and short, I have a penalty that negates that first down, and it puts me back at second and 20 or second and 15, and now I can't overcome that. And I end up having to either punt or kick a long field goal. For this team to get to where it wants to go, they've got to hit on explosive plays. And all of them don't have to be. I mean, hey, it's great to have plus 40 type plays. But if they can hit on, and I haven't put a number out there as far as runs and passes to have explosive plays, but there has to be a number. There has to be a number of explosive plays of plus 15 or plus 20. There has to be a number of explosive runs of plus 10, plus 20 for this team to be successful, because very few games, and Mike, you know this, very few games will you be able to win by kicking 4 to 5 field goals and no touchdowns.
No, you ain't winning much that way, I'll guarantee you. No way. But, you know, I keep hearing this, and I don't know who puts this narrative out. They say, but, you know, my biggest concern is Kelvin Banks Jr. at left tackle. And I'm like, okay, he's certainly not the biggest concern. He's way down the list. You know what really concerns me on offense is their interior play, the two guards. Cesar Ruiz has not had a good training camp or preseason. And I've watched Dylan Raidens enough with the Titans. He struggled when they put him in there as a starter. Didn't matter if it was tackle or guard. And most likely he's going to be your starting left guard. Deuce, on offense, that to me, the two guards, because I know McCord can play. And I know one thing, Talaasi Fuaga, he's a man out there on the right side. But my big concern is what you're going to get in the interior, because I think the Cardinals are going to try to attack the Saints right there, right over the two guards.
Why wouldn't he? I mean, I really think outside of the center, they're going to say, okay, let me see if I can create a mismatch here. And I do think Cesar will play up to par. He hadn't had the best as far as, like you said, camp as far as against the Rams. You know, there was a couple of plays where he didn't play his best. And then in the games, you know, there were just some things that he and the tackle have to handle a little better. But I'm not as much worried about he as I would be the left side. I mean, Banks is still a rookie. He has not given me anything to worry about, but he is still a rookie. And so you can't leave him in too many situations where he is just one-on-one. If you're going to throw the ball 35 times, you can't leave that young man to pass block by himself in 30 of those times. If maybe 10 to 12, but outside of that, give him some help. Give him some influence, whether it's a tight end, whether it's the running back chipping. You've got to be able to give him some help. There can't be 30 drop-back passes. And even a screen, there can't be 30 drop-back passes where you're expecting him to do it one-on-one. And the left guard, I just need to see it. I mean, because I have a rookie left tackle. I have a new guard, whether it's Trevor or whoever it is at the left guard spot. I need to be able to see it, because I can help there a little, but I can't help the guard and the tackle. And so if that makes sense, you know, then you give yourself a chance offensively.
Deuce, with the return of Vellante Taylor back in practice, and I think that's really good news for this football team. Just by the way, Brandon Staley's going to use him this year in a lot of different ways, in the slot, also outside. We're going to see him as a blitzer. We saw a little bit of that last year. It depended on the game, how he was used that way. But he's such a big part of this defense. To have him back at practice is really good news.
Mike, I'm not throwing him out there for 95, even 100% of the plays. If I use him, it's going to be probably 40 to 50% of the plays. It's just, you know, we've seen it too many times where you throw a guy out there immediately, missed all the camp, missed 3 or 4 weeks, and now you expect him to play up to par. It just doesn't happen like that. I'm going to use him. He's a big part of what they want to do, but I'm probably going to give him 50% of the work and let him build up into, you know, where he needs to be, not only from a mental aspect, but just from reps. You know, I understand. I know you're a veteran, and you're a really, really good player for us. But at the end of the day, I'm not throwing him out there 100% of the plays.
Deuce, we're going to see a new safety combination. Your thoughts on what you've seen and what you expect with Julian Blackman, who last year, man, I give it to him. He's a tough guy. If I'm advising him, you know, he started 16 games last year with a torn labrum. He didn't tackle well. He played the pass pretty well. But, man, I talked to Rick Venturi, who does the games for the Colts, and he was like, Mikey, every game it was an adventure because he really had no strength on that labrum, you know, with the shoulder at all. And then Justin Reed. But you've seen Blackman in practice. I know Bobby's told me this too. Mike, he don't show no ill effects from the labrum surgery. He looks good. That safety combination with Reed and Blackman could be a really nice addition to this football team in 2025.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know, if you can get some turnovers from that back end group, you know, and whether it's 7 total, 8 total interceptions, fumble recoveries, then I think you've done really well with the safety room. I mean, they've done a nice job of being able to, whether it's catch it off of ricochets or just be in the right position to be able to come up with interceptions. They've done a nice job. You're going to have your hands full this week with the tight end, though. And that is one of the favorite weapons of Kyler Murray. And so I'm intrigued on what you're going to do, how you're going to play it. We know that you can do it with linebackers. But if I've got safeties that can cover, I'm going to be able to use it in that manner as well. The other part of it is, how will they truly use the safeties? Will it be, you know, a count of four across type look as far as cover four? Or will they try to rob the middle and go cover one? You know, in certain situations, I'm sure they will. But, you know, you've got a lot of versatility with both of those guys being able to play the deep middle, you know, and then obviously when you talk about playing quarters, they can both do it. But the biggest thing for me is, can you create turnovers? Can you create turnovers and come up with the ball? That's going to be critical for those safeties and really those corners as well.
I was going to ask you, who would you line up? I think that'll change from play to play. But if you in watching film of – what I saw last year toward the latter part of the season with Kyler Murray, almost as soon as he got the snap, Deuce, he was looking right at Trey McBride. His head swung right to that spot. And you know what? Even if you knew it was coming, he would get open. That to me is amazing, that Trey was able to kind of beat that, because that's a giveaway to me. Okay, the coaches see that too, but still, McBride was getting open. If he were playing in New York or Chicago or Los Angeles, man, he would be an all-world guy. But because he's in Arizona, a lot of people really haven't heard about him, and unless you're in fantasy football, and he put up all those numbers for you last year.
Yeah, I think if he would be on a lot of covers. You know, you talk about the different covers of magazines and national papers, not just like you talked about statewide type stuff. McBride would be the guy. I mean, but he's his favorite target, no doubt about that. And so I definitely think it'll change. You know, if I'm the Saints, I'm gonna always have somebody over the top for him. I'm gonna put my corners in some tough situations. You're gonna have to cover man to man, and you know, Murray hadn't been really. I'm not gonna say not wanting to throw the ball to the receivers, but it's been him and McBride who he's trusted. And so the biggest thing with me still with Murray, regardless of who's the coach, can his defense keep him in the pocket? Can they make him have to be a pocket passer and have to beat me with his arm? Not saying he's not going to hit some throws, because he's definitely going to hit some throws, but the majority of the time he makes his money outside of the pocket, being able to make the defense kind of have to react to him and do some different things of that nature. And so it'll be intriguing what rush approach they try to use to try to get to him as well and be able to slow down some of those weapons.
Deuce, I think a lot of times you don't realize he's not a real tall guy. I mean, he's really not the tall guy at all. But he's really a pocket passer. He likes to throw the football from the pocket, but I think he moves a little bit left, a little bit right for his vision, for the throwing lanes. He sees it better that way. And, okay, Drew did it at a level very few guys could do it. Steve Young was not a real tall guy either. But, man, when you got wheels like what Kyler Murray got, you can really cause a lot of havoc. Because of the fact, on a 2nd and 7, he can get you 6 yards and create a 3rd and 1. Or he gets you a 1st down because of his feet. He can get away from people really well, but he really is more built that he would love to stay in the pocket and throw it. But because of his lack of size, he moves a little bit so he can see the lanes to throw downfield to better.
Yeah, and I think when I go back and look at it, I think going to the left is his favorite. So I want to flush him right. I want to flush him right, or I want to keep him in the middle of the field. Now, if he's in the middle of the field, I mean, as far as in the pocket, that's fine. Normally, if it's not deep middle, he's not looking in that area. He's going to be looking for the check now, or he's looking for the deep out. Now, here's the thing. He's got the arm to be able to do it. But I think that you will have more opportunities if he is in the pocket to be able to take away some of the things that he likes to do. Because if he's in the pocket, he's not breaking down and they turn it into a scramble drill where now he's got you on skates because he can run it and he can still keep his eyes down the field. And just with the flick of a wrist, he can hit you.
Man, he's got the prettiest pass. Man, he could. I mean, yo, he's really got a nice just the way the ball comes off his hands. It's a real easy pass to catch. What's been the big difference this year you've seen in Kendra Miller? Because that's a guy we've talked about. He's got to mentally understand this is the NFL better. He's got to get himself in shape better. He's had some injuries, but partially, you know, you got to be a pro. You got to understand this is the NFL. You're not on scholarship no more. This is a great opportunity here in 2025 to be the first man off the bench when you got to give, you know, your ace a little bit of breathing time.
My advice, keep your head down and work. Block out the noise, keep your head down and work. You kind of know what it's like now and what I have to do to get my body ready, even though I may not feel like that I need to go to the sauna, even though I feel like I may not need to go to the chiropractor. Those are things that I need to do, because the most important part for Kendra is being available on Sunday. So don't take it for granted, because at this point, you know that, hey, I'm out to prove week in and week out that I can be available, because playing the game, I know I can do. It's just, can I make it for 17 games? And so keep your head down and work. You know, I'm soaking in everything that they teach me. You know, it's a new system for him, so he's having to learn nuances and do different things. So I want to go and play, but I just want to work. And I think that's the most important thing for him.
When the Saints go to 3 wide receivers, we know if everybody's healthy, Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, who's 3? Is it Brandon Cooks or is it Valet?
Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
I think at this point right now, Valet will have packages, but if it's just regular 3 receivers, it's going to be Brandon Cooks.
And that would make more sense. Valet's been here, about a week and a half, something in that range.
Yeah. Call it 2 weeks, whatever it is. Yeah. Call it 2 weeks, but, I mean, it's Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, okay. It's a college football question, and somebody asked me to ask you this, so you're going to know where this goes, because I think you got dough in the game. Why has Kentucky played Ole Miss so well over the last 4 or 5 years? If they haven't come up with a victory – these games have either went to overtime or it's a 2 or 3 point spread between the two of them. Ole Miss opened a 10.5 point favorite against Kentucky. But, Dukes, we've seen this in every sport. One team, for whatever reason, matches up against you. Coaches change, players change, and yet whatever happens, it's sort of crazy how you match up. And Kentucky has been able to match up really well against Ole Miss.
The only year I think it wasn't close was maybe Will's either senior or junior year in Oxford. But outside of that, they beat you last year. And a lot of it, you want to tell you what it comes down to? Probably not respecting your opponent. Thinking that they are a basketball school, in a sense. And guess what? They got some pretty good football players. They got a couple of guys that are in the NFL right now. Yes. And when you're not ready to play and a team kind of hangs around and they know that you don't respect them, they're, it's their Super Bowl. And they were probably one of the teams that cost you a playoff spot last year.
No question. And I still don't see how they lost to LSU in Baton Rouge, you know, because you had the lead and you went into overtime, and the only time you lost the lead is when Nussmeier hit, God bless him, Kyron Lacy in the end zone for a touchdown.
You want to go get a cold drink? Because that's how long it's going to take to talk about that.
Man, hey, I got to tell you, though, and Charlie told me this, man, Mike, you were right. Isaiah Simmons. And I saw him at Manning camp, and I really hadn't seen him play a lot because he hadn't played a lot at Ole Miss. And, yeah, he made a couple mistakes. But, Deuce, man, he got some talent. He can sling it, and he's accurate and just so smart with the football downfield. Man, the Rebels got something there. They got something at quarterback.
I know Isaiah is not my I know Simmons is not my son, but he is a left-handed flamethrower. He would not have stayed. He would not have made it to the football field. He would have stayed on the diamond. He is a MLB closer if you ever seen one. Now, he may have even developed into a starting pitcher, Major League Baseball, but to come in as an 18-year-old and you're throwing 95 and 97 mile per hour, you would have never touched that pigskin. We would have fought, son.
Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy having you on, buddy. Thank you. And listen, I'll talk to Bebe and get that honorary membership with the Bayou Boys.
I surely appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Deuce McAllister, the color analyst here with the Saints Radio Network here on the Big 870 WWL. And you hear him weekly here on the Big 870 on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
WL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Coleman running things behind the scenes. Want to thank Deuce McAllister for joining us there. We had a texter ask Mike, you talked about the Saints injury list. Talk about the Cardinals one. Man, I had to put my glasses on because they only got two guys on the list. John Gaines the second with a thumb injury. He was a full participant today in practice. And Will Hernandez, offensive guard center, with a knee injury, and he was limited today. That's it for the Cardinals. Man, they coming in here kind of fully ready and in really good shape. When you talk about injuries or lack of, they don't have many. Now, Walter Nolan, their first-round pick from Ole Miss, did not see one snap practice or preseason this year. Nothing. He had a calf injury. Man, I don't know how bad that calf injury is, but it's got to be pretty bad. He missed the entire training camp, all of preseason, and so he probably won't return until after week four for the Cardinals. But that's it. Two offensive linemen that they had. One was a full participant today, and one was limited. So the Cardinals are coming full force this coming Sunday, and you can hear it right here on the Big 870 WWL. Also had Greg, he texted me yesterday about this, about Jordan Love. He was a full participant today for the Green Bay Packers, and I think Greg got maybe a little bit of coin rolling on that. But Micah Parsons, he's going to be limited each week. Anytime you got a back injury, anybody who's had troubles with their back, understands that. They can call the weather better than any meteorologist out there. But Micah was limited today, but I do expect he's going to get some playing time in big game as they play the Detroit Lions. But Jordan Love, important thing, back at practice, full participant, and he's coming off of a left thumb surgery that he had done. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Coleman running things here, supervising and coordinating. Want to tell everybody a little after 5:20, we'll have on with us Brad Evans from BetMGM. He'll give us his picks and talk a little bit certainly about LSU, all the games this coming weekend, and man, NFL cranks it up, and we want to tell everybody tomorrow night, Steve and I started off on the Thursday weekend kickoff. It's a special edition of Sports Talk. Steve and I will be at the Treasure Chest Casino, and we'll be there every Thursday other than Thanksgiving. Come on out, hang out with us, talk about the black and gold, the purple and gold, NFL, college football. Get amped up for LSU's first home game of the season against Louisiana Tech and the Saints' season opener against the Cardinals. Hey, come meet up with Steve and I at Treasure Chest Casino tomorrow starting at 4. We on till 4 to 7. We'll be at the Game Bar and Grill. Also want to tell everybody that Thursday night football, if you want to watch it, man, go to the Treasure Chest. Last week, hey, Coleman, you'd love this. Man, they had about 40 people in there. I thought I was at a South Florida football game. Every one of them had money on South Florida, and they took the points against Boise State. I thought I was in the stands in the South Florida section. They were screaming and hollering. We could hear them even with the muffs on. We could still hear them hollering. And, man, did they get the brass knucks out, and they knocked out Boise State. Now, I mean, cold. But right after Steve and I finish at the Treasure Chest, we'll throw it to Thursday Night Football. starting at 7 o'clock. Now, kickoff's not till 7:30. You know, the NFL's like college football. They stretch these pregame shows out forever in a day. And so at 7:30 is going to be the kickoff. And the world champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, play the Dallas Cowboys. I think everybody wants to take a look at how the Cowboys are going to react to this game. They've always played the Eagles pretty well. But, man, after what happened with the Micah Parsons trade, what that does to the locker room, what kind of message did this send to that football team? Can they get it together? You got Dak Prescott healthy this year. So, hey, if you're in the area, come on by and visit Steve and I, and then you can stay and watch the game right there at the Treasure Chest. And, man, they got TVs all over. They must have about a dozen of them. You can watch it there. Or you can tune in to the Big 870 WWL, and you can listen to that game right here on the Big 870. Larry in the Who Dat Truck. Hey, stay where you at, brother. I'll take you at 5:10. When we come back, we'll have more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.